here's a story from The World.
Just before President Trump left office, his administration released a report trying to recast history. In the so-called 1776 report, America's history of slavery was basically excused. The document defends some of the founding fathers who owned slaves. Trump said the report was necessary so the country could return to a, quote, patriotic education. The commission behind the study did not include any academics who focus on American history. Here's the thing. Political disagreements about history and race are not uniquely American. The World's Roopa Shenoy has this look at another chapter of disputed history, the one shared by France and Algeria.
For 132 years, France claimed Algeria as its own. It sent more than 1 million French citizens across the Mediterranean to live privileged lives there, while Algerians weren't allowed to travel freely or gather in big groups. Reem Sara Anouan, a French legal academic of Algerian heritage, says many French people today acknowledge those inequalities, but they also talk about the hospitals and schools that were built in Algeria during French colonialism.
So, you know, it's always, yeah, it happened, it was bad, but. No, there is no but. Nothing positive came out of colonization. Lands were stolen. Identities were erased. Crimes were committed.
Emmanuel Macron called French colonialism in Algeria a crime against humanity as a candidate for president. Once in office, he charged a prominent French historian with delivering a report about ways to reconcile the French and Algerian people.
I had some hopes. I must admit I had, but I was not expecting something big. I was just hoping for just an apology, at least.
There's a lot to apologize for.
France throws the bulk of its military manpower into the Algerian rebellion, which daily assumes the proportions of total war.
In the 1950s, Algerians agitated for independence by setting off bombs in urban centers. To subdue them, French soldiers used systematic torture, sexual violence, and napalm. They mined the country's borders to keep anyone from leaving.
Heavy concentration of French troops in the cities and spot checks of citizens have done little to ferret out those who plant plastic bombs or snipe from rooftops at native and Frenchmen alike.
After suffering more than 1 million casualties, Algerians finally won independence in 1962. Itai Lotem is a lecturer in French studies at the University of Westminster. He says resentful French settlers fled back to France, and the French government deliberately suppressed information about what happened.
There is this kind of, you can say, state silence over the Algerian War during and after the conflict.
Lotem says when people finally began to talk more openly about the Algerian War in the 1980s and 90s, it exposed a divide between a more conservative, older generation and younger people who want to use colonial history to confront modern issues of racism.
All of these debates about how to remember the colonial past, these are also debates about who we are now, how to make sense of having become a post-colonial society, how to live together in a sense.
The report Macron promised was finally delivered late last month, and it has a number of recommendations. But public reaction has focused on what it doesn't say. Nowhere in its 146 pages does it advise that France apologize or commit to reparations. Arthur Assaroff, a French historian at the University of Cambridge, says the report fails to recognize that France perpetuated systemic violence, not just a string of isolated incidents.
Macron made a big deal of the fact that he was of a new generation and that he was going to change this. And the report itself is not up to the standards that we might have desired. So it does feel like an opportunity that is being missed to really, really shift the conversation on these issues.
A spokesman for Macron confirmed the president would make no repentance. Assaroff says that's because such a move has become a sign of leftist political correctness gone mad.
I do think that this is partly why there is a certain reluctance on the French government to say anything too publicly that would be seen as giving in to an Islamist threat. To me, that is not connected. I don't see what recognizing what happened in Algeria has to do with giving in to an Islamist threat. But that is a connection that they make quite consistently and that the far right makes all the time.
Especially since recent brutal attacks by terrorists, the beheading of a schoolteacher in a Paris suburb, and the beheading and fatal stabbing of 3 churchgoers in Nice.
Les résultats, nous les avons, cette méthode a éprouvé son efficacité. Nous l'étendons et nous la menons maintenant partout sur le sol français.
Macron gave a speech in October that linked the unresolved issues over France's colonial past to unspoken resentment that he said is radicalizing young people and leading to terrorist attacks. Reem Sarah Anouan says that attitude shows many in France still do not consider some immigrants and descendants of immigrants as fully French.
The people of Muslim background or of North African background are suspected of being ticking bomb. That, oh my God, if we don't do something about reconciliation with Algeria, they're going to come in terrorist attacks. It's a horrible thing to say, and it's racist.
Anouan says it's led to a disturbing dynamic. People who call out racism are seen as a threat to national security. Still, she supports a recommendation from the report that Macron says he'll act on to create a truth and memory commission made up of both French and Algerian people.
Why not? But I mean, if you don't apologize, if you don't recognize that you are responsible of a heinous crime, you can write as many reports as you want. You can organize as many exhibitions as you want. You can have as many commemorative plaques as you want. It won't change a thing. And it would definitely not bring justice to families.
Anouan says an apology isn't necessarily important for the Algerian people. They won the war. But more so for France itself to recognize what it has done and take responsibility so it doesn't make the same mistakes again. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.